talk about is, or overall, we're going to talk about God's view of life. And before we get into God's view of life, we're going to first talk about how does the world view life. So Peter's going to come up at this point and just share with us, Peter, how does our culture view life?
Well, some people think that life is a circus, a party, a battle, a roller coaster, a puzzle. Some say life is a minefield, a journey, a game of cards, or a symphony.
Well, I admit living with you feels like a circus sometimes.
Shut up.
We could call these word pictures life metaphors. Let's look at one of those examples. If you viewed life as a battle, how would that affect you?
You would always be expecting that someone was out to get you, and you'd have to be ready to fight. You would think that in every situation, there had to be a winner or a loser.
So, are these life metaphors important?
Your life metaphor influences your life more than you realize. It determines your priorities, your expectations,
telling us about how the world or our culture views life and telling us some of the common metaphors that people have. The follower of Jesus needs to be careful. The world has its ideas and they try to influence our thinking. We've got to be careful that we don't always accept all of those thoughts. And so I remind you of Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So with that in mind, we're going to ask instead, what can we learn about Scripture, from Scripture, about how God views life? There are three important metaphors that teach us about God's view of life. And Carl, please come tell us about the first metaphor.
All right. The first metaphor is that life is a test. God is continually testing your character, faith, obedience, love, integrity, and loyalty.
How does God test us?
Some possible tests are major changes, delayed promises, impossible problems, unanswered prayers, undeserved criticism, or even senseless tragedies. Every day is a growth opportunity to deepen your character, to demonstrate love, or to depend on God.
Tell us about some Bible characters that were tested.
Adam and Eve, Abraham, Jacob, David, Joseph, Ruth, Esther, and Daniel are all examples of people that were tested.
And give us a Bible verse that helps illustrate this idea that life is a test.
One great Bible verse is James chapter 1, verse 12, which says, God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
Okay, thank you, Carl, for telling us that one of the ways that God views life is that life is a test. Now, Jacob, please come forward and tell us the second metaphor for life that we learned from the Bible.
The second metaphor is that life is a trust.
Oh, what does that mean?
The idea of life as a trust means our time on earth and our energy, intelligence, opportunities, relationships, resources are all gifts from God and that He has entrusted to our care and management. At the end of your life on earth, you'll be evaluated and rewarded according to how well you handled what God entrusted to you. These ideas are illustrated to the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through
13. Okay, thank you. And Josh is going to read with me that parable together. Go ahead, Josh.
Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who
who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5.
Master, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more.
Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with 2 bags of gold also came.
Master, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I gained 2 more.
His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came.
Master, I knew you were a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid, and I went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you.
You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put the money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has been given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they will have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Okay, Josh, that's a good verse. It helps tell us about how life is a trust. We see that for those who serve well, they receive 3 rewards. What are they?
The first reward is words of affirmation. Well done, good and faithful servant. The second reward is a promotion. I'll put you in charge of many things. And the third reward is they get to share in their master's happiness.
Okay, thanks, Josh. Finally, we'll have Hannah come forward and tell us about the third life metaphor we learned from Scripture.
The third life metaphor is that life is a temporary assignment. The Bible is full of metaphors that teach us about the brief, temporary, transient nature of life on earth. Life is described as a mist, a fast runner, a breath, and a wisp of smoke. Repeatedly, the Bible compares life on earth to temporarily living in a foreign country. The Bible uses terms like alien, pilgrim, foreigner, stranger, visitor, and traveler to describe our brief stay on earth. And God says that all of his children need to think differently about life from the way that unbelievers do. Your identity is in eternity, and your homeland is heaven. When you grasp this truth, you will stop worrying about having it all on earth.
It was a Bible verse that's a good illustration of the thought that God views life as a temporary assignment.
1 Peter 2:11 says, this world is not your home, so don't make yourself cozy. Don't indulge your ego at the expense of your soul.
Thank you, Hannah, for sharing the idea that life is a temporary assignment. You know, we had that so vividly illustrated to us just recently with the passing of Carrie Hostetler Norris. Carrie was a student of mine, Louisville High School, 20-some years ago. us to